Welcome to WKCS Falcon Radio, broadcasting since 1952. It is now time for the countdown to kickoff, where we will be taking a look back at last week's games, previewing this week's games, and interviewing your Fulton football players. It is countdown to kickoff on WKCS Radio. Welcome to countdown to kickoff, previewing tonight's game, your Fulton Falcons taking on the Carter Hornets. I'm Lucas Hill, and here with me is Tito Menefee. First up, let's take a look back at some of last week's matchups around the county. First game being Knoxville Catholic beating Belfry 45-20. This game really surprised me because I heard that Belfry is one of the best teams in the state of Kentucky, and knowing that, I just thought that this game would have been a nail biter.
Yeah, it looked like Catholic is a force that can't be reckoned with.
I give my props to Catholic. I mean, they're a very good football program, and they showed it on the field last Friday.
Yeah, you really thought Catholic was going to come in suffering and trying to figure out what they can do with a scheme-wise and all, but
I really don't remember the stats, but I heard that
Amari Rogers had a huge game.
He had a huge game in the first quarter, I believe.
On his own birthday.
That's crazy. Next is Maryville beating Bearden 38-0. This game also surprised me because last time we did countdown to kickoff, I had Bearden beating Maryville in a close game.
Oh, I knew this game was going to come up, but Bearden, they just didn't lay down. They sat there and fought through the game. They didn't score, but they kept Maryville from getting a bigger score, and that's what I like.
And I agree with you. I mean, Bearden, they're also a very good football program, and the thing that shows that they have heart and pride is they could have let Maryville walk all over them, but 38-0, that's not that bad considering that you're playing one of the best teams in Tennessee. So I think Bearden really showed something pretty good right there.
Yep, they really improved over the past couple years.
And I agree with you. Next is Campbell County beating Cock County 57-7. I chose this game because Campbell County has been on a tear this year. I know that they were predicted to beat Cock County, but I don't think they were predicted by that much.
Well, yeah, I really knew this game was going to be a blowout because Cock County, they've been struggling from the past years and years with not coming out and being on top. But Campbell County really proved that they are a force to be reckoned with. And people are going to have to understand that they are kind of like underdogs, but they're not. They got a lot of experience, and people know what they're doing, that they're on positions, and they're playing as a team. And that's what really helps them with their wins.
To me, Campbell County is like another Halls this year. I mean, both of them. I mean, I know Campbell County's undefeated and Halls has lost one game, I believe. But they play in a similar way, and their record's pretty much almost the same. And both coming off a not so good. Well, Halls, they had a good season last year. But in the previous years, you look at them this year and you're thinking, how? There's no way that they did that bad in previous years. So I just see that I can see a really resemblance in Campbell County and Halls.
Yep, and that's one game I would love to see.
Oh yeah, me too. Lastly, is South Dole beating Carter 50-36. I actually thought that Carter would win this game.
Yeah, I really thought Carter was gonna come out with a huge win and have momentum coming into the Fulton game, but I don't know what happened that game. All I realized is when after the we got done playing Gibbs, and I just realized, and I looked up, I was like, dang, South Dole won.
Oh, that's crazy. Also, watching the previous games each Friday, I didn't think that this game would be a high-scoring game, but it was. And that's what really surprised me.
That's what I really thought. I really thought it was going to come down to a defensive game, but South Dole, they really showed people that they can really move the ball and have some offensive weapons.
And I agree with you, Tito. It is now time to take a short break. We will be back with more Countdown to Kickoff on WKCS Falcon Radio.
91.1 FM.
Texting and driving is very dangerous, and it can lead to hazardous effects. According to the National Safety Council, approximately 600,000 people attempt to use their phones while behind the wheel. Cell phone use while driving has led to 1.6 million crashes each year. Nearly 330,000 injuries are caused by people texting while they are driving. An estimated 9 people die texting and driving every day. It is important to stay cautious and aware of your surroundings. That text can wait. It can be the matter of life and death for those on the road. This has been a public service message from WKCS Radio.
From Fulton High School, this is your home for the classics, WKCS Knoxville.
Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff. We have Deshaun Page joining us and talking about who he thinks is going to win in this Friday's games, and he'll be answering some questions to close it out. Now it's time to take a look at some of this Friday's games. First up is Morristown West playing Morristown East. Both of these teams play in a unique way, and both are a decent football program, but I have Morristown West taking this game with a late touchdown in the fourth quarter.
I have Morristown taking this by at least three touchdowns.
I got Morristown West.
You know, I mean, both teams, like I said, they're very good, but Morristown West, I believe they're going to come out with the win. Next is Halls taking on Gibbs. To me, this is one of the biggest games of the week. Both teams play in a run-first offense, but they can air it out if they need to. I have Halls winning this one because Halls has been really dominant this year.
Man, I got my boys at Gibbs going and taking this W. Hey, shout out to my boy HT, quarterback number 17. He taking this W.
I got Halls. Hey, they've been putting in work lately.
If Halls does win, I feel as if this can guarantee them a spot in the playoffs.
Same for Gibbs. They only had, I think, two losses so far this year, but they still on the route to coming up.
Next is Carnes going up against Oak Ridge. Now, I know people are going to say that Oak Ridge will blow them out, but I'm saying that Oak Ridge, yes, they will win, but I believe this game will be really close.
It's going to be a blowout.
Automatic blowout.
Well, I guess we'll see Friday.
And I got Oak Ridge taking this by 20.
Next is Maryville going up against Dobbs Bennett. Even though this is going to be a tough matchup for Maryville, I have them winning huge.
I still got Maryville coming up on top because I just really feel like no team so far have showed them that they're capable of being beat.
I have Maryville. They got a powerhouse offense and defense. So
I agree. They are a very good football program. Now it's time to ask Deshaun some questions. First one being, after a blowout win last Friday, how will you approach this game?
I'm coming in guns blazing because I ain't played last week. I got kicked out the week before that, so I'm just ready to get back on the field.
Carter is a good football program. What is the key to winning this game?
Go out and show out.
Is there anything different you have been doing in practice this week in order to prepare for this game?
Just the schemes are different. They run a different type of offense than Gibbs did, so just adjusting to what they do.
Thank you for taking your time out of your day to join us, and good luck tonight, Paige.
Thanks.
Has been Lucas Hill, Tito Menifee, and Deshaun Page on Countdown to Kickoff. Go Falcons.